The Hidden Valley neighborhood sprung up in the 1950s, just a few miles north of Uptown. By the 1970s, it was one of the city's first integrated neighborhoods. Today, it's mostly all Black and Latino. Gary Dawkins is president of the Hidden Valley Community Association. He's lived here for 25 years.
It's a nice community. It's a good community. It's a great community. Besides what they say on news and TV and so forth and all. But.
Shootout between undercover officers and suspected drug dealers right in the parking lot at Hidden Valley Elementary School.
Police moved in, locking down
in
that
June,
area.
An undercover officer and informant met 17-year-old Jaquez Walker at the school to buy marijuana from him. Instead, Walker shot the informant, and the officer shot and killed Walker, who police say was a member of the Hidden Valley Kings.
Sword of the Spirit, which was the word of God.
The incident generates a lot of discussion during a Bible study at the Greenville Memorial AME Zion Church in Hidden Valley.
They admitted that there are other gangs in the Charlotte area, but the greatest activity of being guns that are being sold in the Charlotte area. That's what they say about
it. But it seemed like somebody should have been there asking them questions. And should have asked them, when that young
Absolutely.
Man got shot, why the undercover was at the school system.
They had to answer that.
This church is where Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Rodney Monroe recently announced that his department would seek an injunction against some 23 members of the Hidden Valley Kings. This injunction concerns Stanley Horton.
They lured him to a field like it was in another country or like they're in a state of war with our kids and we don't even know it.
Stanley Horton's son is 19-year-old Maggie Horton. Police named him as a member of the Kings in the injunction petition. This upsets Stanley Horton. Besides, he doesn't believe it's true.
He thirsty for a job and money, but they bring him a muddy glass of water. So which one would he take? So that's the choice they leave him. Then they talking to him, but he don't understand a word they saying. He don't know what a civil injunction is.
There is a lot of suspicion about CMPD's motives. No one here likes the Kings. Some even doubt they're as big as police say. But there are some who fear the injunction is the city's first step to take over their neighborhood. They fear the city is out to make their neighborhood look bad, to make it easier for developers to sweep in and price them out.
My community, other communities, it's about land. Land is prime, and it's gold. And
so you set up
an
environment?
And then all of a sudden it's clean. They run you out, and of course. If you notice, just notice who's buying all the time. If you see people beginning to come in and have no fear of coming in, then that's the beginning of something.
Reverend Sheldon Shipman responds.
Gentrification all over again.
That could be a bigger picture.
Some raise concerns over the Blue Line extension along North Tryon. These types of fears are not unusual in low-income neighborhoods where significant change looms, says UCLA urban planning professor Michael Lenz. He studies housing poverty and crime and says residents in high-crime areas have a complicated relationship with the police. They're needed, but not always trusted. Add to the mix a light rail line and...
Maybe the last straw or yet another sign to them that, you know, people want to change our neighborhood and we don't want it to change in the way that they want to change it.
Another reason for the distrust is not everyone believes the Hidden Valley Kings still exist. They refer to a big bust from 2007 when the FBI arrested about 20 members on drug trafficking and gun charges. But now police say the gang is on the rebound with the help of a record label called IC Money. Police believe it's a front for the Hidden Valley Kings. We got them shooters in this trap for IC Money. We get the packs and move them set for IC Money. In this IC Money music video, there are guns and hand signs that police say are gang signals. Gary Dawkins, the Neighborhood Association president, welcomes the injunction. But he says it's only a short-term solution to curbing gang violence. Long-term, he says, his community needs economic development, and he sees the looming Blue Line extension as such an opportunity. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.